day to everybody. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, I've been here 3 years, and I've decided within this congregation there are two types of people. There's us, and there's them. Us, the people who are here. Us, the people who will somehow relish the fact that on Tuesday, it's going to be 120 degrees. Us, the people who stay. Them, the people who are somewhere up north, by a lake, with a loon, waking up when it's 50 degrees outside, putting a sweater on because they're chilly. Us and them. But even the us, we get to leave. We have these things called vacation, so we get to pick up and we get to go. And I can almost guarantee you that nobody is going to vacation in Death Valley this year because we want to go someplace where it is cooler. Phil, are you going to Death Valley? And when we go to these places, we like to go for extended periods of time to be able to kind of cool off, to be able to get away, to be able to enjoy what's happening. And there is the possibility that we find that we won't be here on a given Sunday. And so many of us will go to different churches. And in those different churches, we'll have different experiences, one of which I'd like to share with you now.
Well, I went to visit the staff meeting this last week. Sorry I missed you. I had a little experience that I wanted to share with the staff. And after Pastor heard my little story, he asked if I would come and tell you this story. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you might have noticed I wasn't here. Maybe one or two of you might have noticed. I don't know. Anyway, I visited Montana. I was there to celebrate the birthday of a dear friend. It was a surprise. It happened to be on a weekend, so I like to go and visit other churches. I had looked up on the website and everything. Of course, I had been to this particular church before. It was an ELCA church. And so I went and I get there. And oh, by the way, it happened to be Pentecost Sunday. And I knew that it was because our Andrea is so good about sending things out in the mail, email, so that we should be sure to wear red. So I was wearing my red sweater because it was 45 degrees that morning. Now I go up to the front of the church. Well, there isn't anybody there to greet visitors or new visitors. Like our Joyce Bash, you know, who's always out there, no matter if it is 104 degrees. And so, okay, well, I go in, and there were no greeters. There was no one to greet anyone. Well, you know, I'm not very shy. So I heard that. So I proceeded to go towards the sanctuary, and I didn't really see ushers. Well, then I decide, oh yes, those are ushers, but I had to tap one on the shoulder to ask them for a bulletin because they were kind of busy visiting with each other. And so there wasn't anybody to say hello to there either. And remember, I'm not very shy, so I was ready to talk. Well, it's a beautiful church, a lovely sanctuary, and I went in, and they have big windows, and they face the mountains, so it's a beautiful setting, very beautiful. They had the large stationary screens so that they could put the words for the songs up on the screen, and also they used the liturgy from the hymnals. There were hymnals, there were pews and hymnals. So a little bit different than what we have at Living Water, but I know the routine. So I made sure that I had my name tag on that was easy to read just in case someone wanted to greet me and say hello, and I filled out the pads that they had for visitors, and the service had started, and there wasn't anyone that said, oh, it's so nice to have visitors here. There wasn't any of that. I kind of thought, oh boy, no one really is welcoming anybody. But that's okay. Remember, I'm not very shy. So it was time for sharing of the peace. I thought, well, here we go. Now's my chance to say hello to somebody. Well, the gentleman that was sitting in my pew did stand up, and he had his red on. There were about five of us that had our red on for that day. And he came over, he greeted me, and welcomed me. And I was so happy because somebody noticed that I was there. The people in front of me, and I sat quite a ways up front because I like to be up front. The people in front of me got up, walked across the aisle, and greeted their friends and said, you know, it was nice to see them. Came back and, well, I was ready, but they didn't turn around. Remember, I'm not very shy. The people behind me turned around, and they greeted the people behind them. Well, I thought, well, okay. Now, since I'm not a shrinking violet, I decided I was going to greet somebody no matter what. So I tapped the people on the shoulder that were in front of me. They did turn around. They were rather apprehensive. I probably looked, you know, different. I don't know. I didn't wear one of my hats that day. I just was, you know. Andrea told me today I should wear a hat, but I didn't today. Anyway, they did. We did share the peace, and I was happy. The minister gave a lovely message, and I was pleased about that. And we're going along, and like I said, the words were up on the screen, but I wasn't familiar with the setting that they use for the liturgy. So I'm looking through the hymnal, and the abbreviations in the bulletin didn't match. So I couldn't participate very well, because if I don't see music, I didn't know the words, so I just kind of listened, which is okay. That's, you know, that's all right. But I made it known that I was really trying to find the pages, but nobody really cared, I guess. So I made it through that. Well, it was time for us to, the service was over. I thought, I have one more opportunity to greet someone and say hello, because I know they'll have coffee, and I can go out and visit. You guessed it. No fellowship time. You know, that's an important time. And so I proceeded, walked out. Nobody said anything, and I'm smiling along the way, you know. Here I am, I'm visiting. But there wasn't anyone that welcomed me at all. And, you know, it was a new experience for me, because I am not very shy, and at Living Water, that happens all the time, that we, you know, we get an opportunity to greet one another, and people do a wonderful job of welcoming new people. That's why I've been at Living Water. That's what brought us to Living Water, was such a friendly congregation, and that's why I have been here almost 18 years. Thank you.
Now, if you paid attention to the gospel lesson today, you might have found there's a couple of different aspects that are written into things here. It starts off with us learning about some of the things that Jesus did. And then Jesus takes some of those gifts and he empowers the disciples to go do the same. And then we find out who the disciples are, listing them by name and what their lineage might have been to a certain extent. And then after that, they're given their job. Job description, I guess it is, in terms of what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to go, how they're supposed to help, and where they're not supposed to go. And then they're warned that they might not be wholly appreciated. And so if you're not appreciated, this is what you should do. If you are appreciated, this is what you should do. And then in the end, that it was going to be a troublesome task. That in the end, there were people gunning for them. There would be people that would make them pay a price for the work that they were doing. The reason why I mention all these things is because for the preacher, it gives you a bevy of whole things to be able to pick and choose from in terms of what you might want to focus on. So me being who I am, I'd like to choose to go after the rather obscure. So if you're not welcomed, you should kick the dust off your feet to leave it behind. Well, I'm not sure Julianne did exactly that when she left Montana. But you see, there's always something that we need to be thinking about. When we read this lesson, we automatically think, well, we're one of the disciples. We're one of the ones called to go out and to do all these things, which generally we don't do. But we look at ourselves as being the disciples. But the reality is, for us, there are those times, there are those moments within our lives that the disciples enter into our lives. That we are not the visitor, but we're the host. We're the one choosing to welcome or not welcome. And while Living Water is a wonderfully friendly place for those who are part of Living Water, it's really important for us to understand that our job, when we're here, is to make sure that everybody who leaves here leaves wanting to keep the dust of Living Water on their feet. Wanting to be able to say that this is a church that I want to return to. Wanting to say that this is a place that I have been welcomed. And I apologize now to those of you who are guests here, because you may be, or you should be, overwhelmed then by the time we get out of here if the preacher's done his job. And I say that half jokingly, but the reality is, folks, you better be all over these people, not only this day, but every day. Because this experience that God has given us the opportunity to share is an experience where we need to welcome, we need to envelop people, we need to let the world know that this is a place of God's love, this is a place of welcome of all people. That when people leave this place, they're gladly keeping Living Water dust on their feet and a water bottle in their hand. It is when we leave this place. It is when we go out into the world that we take on the role then of disciple. Going out and doing those things that Jesus has called us to do. Sharing the gospel message with the people we encounter through what we say and what we do. But while we are here, we serve as host, graciously accepting the gospel that our friends, that our neighbors, and our guests bring forth into this place. This congregation is a blessing to many. And that's why we're here. But it is a blessing that God calls us to share. to be as open and welcoming as we possibly can be. To be willing to take the time not to seek out our family and our friends to see how the week's been, but to first seek out the people we don't recognize. To look for the people we don't know. To make new friends. To open our arms and welcome. And to be the place of welcome that God calls us to be. A place where the dust remains. A place where the gospel is shared. And a place in a community where God's love is given to all. Amen.